Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, we began to discuss the Mizmar of Yehi Chavod. It's a Mizmar because it is not just one perek of Tehillim, but rather a combination of different psukim from Tehillim, from Mishle, creating this Mizmar that precedes Ashrei, this very special tefillah of Yehi Chavod. In the first line, as we talked yesterday, Yehi Chavod Hashem Li'olam Yismach Hashem Ma'asav, was said by the Sar Ha'olam, by the Malachim, by the angels, as the blades of grass who decided that since Hashem said they should be created liminehu, according to its own kind, they each, even though they're usually mixed together, they created themselves separately. We talked about the blades of grass, understanding that they have a mission and a purpose in this world. And I would like to just add a little bit onto this idea, because it is something we see throughout Chazal, throughout the Torah, the notion that we have a mission in this world. You know, given the Torah, for example, this past week's Parsha, for changing names, it's fascinating that the only name the Torah ever uses for Moshe is the one given to him by Bas Paro. Moshe, Chazal tells us, had a number of names. Furthermore, the name Moshe means he draws out actively. It does not seem to be appropriate grammar of the word Mishisihu. He was pulled out passively. Moshe is to do it actively. Mishisihu is to be drawn out. The Sfarno suggests that Moshe was given this name not because he was pulled out of the water, but because the act defined his mission in this world, to pull others out. Whether it's the Jew who was getting beaten, whether it's the daughters of Midian, whether it's the actual Jewish people, his life was somebody who, Moshe, he drew people out. This may also explain why that when Hashem says to Moshe at the Sneh, when he gives him his mission and their name, it's Moshe, Moshe, this is your role. This is your role. We find this in Chazal in so many places. We've heard this term before. We have mission, we have a purpose. It is not something that is just, you know, out there or philosophical. It is built into our text. It is built into our understanding of how we function in this world. We know, for example, that if you save one life, you saved an olam mele. Why is that? Because one person being saved is you saved that mission of that person. The Rambam, for example, tells us when it comes to tshuva, if I do tshuva, I could tilt the scales of mankind halachically, inspiring sense that, oh, everybody's, no, literally, that if I do tshuva, I could save the entire world. The Mesilas Yesharim, Moshe Chaim Lutzata, the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim says, the one thing we have to always be concerned about is Machavaso Be'olamo. What is my obligation? What is my job? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to impact? Too often, Rav Dessler says, we worry more about our, entitlements, more about our rights than we do about our obligations. What can I do? That's how we find a mission. It's what Rabbi Soloveitchik would call shlichus. I'm a messenger. What can I do? How can I impact? How can I change someone's life? How can I change the community? How can I be a part of something? What can I do? What's my relationship with God? What am I learning? What am I davening? How am I furthering that connection? What is my role? And this is Yichavod Hashem Li'olam Yismach Hashem Ma'asav. And I'll just share an amazing, amazing story. Years ago, there was a member of the Knesset when Menachem Begin was the prime minister. His name was Shmuel Tamir. At the time, Israel was going through a very tough economic situation. And this minister, Tamir, wanted to make sure that Israel's population was diminished enough so that there wasn't any strain on the limited resources of food that they had. He wanted to try, actually, to get abortion permitted throughout Israel so they could diminish their population. He went to Rav Aryeh Levin, and he engaged him in this debate on this topic. And he says, I don't understand. You could bring people into this world. We can't take care of them. I think you should rethink your position, Rabbi Levin. So Rabbi Levin says to him, it's interesting that you bring that up. There was once, many years ago, a couple that came to me with the same question. They had one child. The mother was going to school. The father was going to school. And the wife became pregnant. They didn't know what to do. What should they do? So they came to me and they asked me, Rabbi, can we get an abortion? And I told them it's forbidden and explained the different reasons, you have to, whatever the reasons were. But the last reason I told them was that if you're pregnant, the neshama was already created and that neshama has a mission and that mission can't be performed by anyone else. So you must let the child live. So Shmuel Tamir says to Rabbi Levin, did they listen to you? He says, yes, they did. And did that child fulfill their mission, Rabbi? Rabbi Levin answered, you have to answer that question because the people who came to me years ago were your parents. And you are the child that lived because of that psak. This idea of chuvaso be'olamo, of a mission, of a connection, of what can I do to make someone's life better? What can I do to make the community's life better? What can I do in my own religious life? Those are questions that are fundamental. It's part of tefillah, and it's part of our deepening our involvement in this amazing world. Have a wonderful day.